Okay, hope you're sitting down. We're getting ready for a blockbuster here, boys. Welcome to the Muskie 360 Northwoods Fishing Report. I'm your host, JSC, from the Muskie Shop and the Muskie 360 podcast, covering the week up to Thursday, August 20th, here in north central Wisconsin, specifically the area in and around Oneida and Vilas County. Water temps are dropping, boys, with cooler nights and less daylight. Fishing's been really good. Star-studded panel, as I said before. We've got, from left to right, Jake Smith.
Hello.
Smitty Bait.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. Matt Reilly, Captain Matt Reilly. We got Fred Palermo and the great one, Elmer Jensen.
Hi, guys.
He stopped in, too. So whoever wants to go first, you guys have been on the water quite a bit. Some of you guys have been almost all musky, and some of you guys have been doing multi-species. We've got a lot going on this week. We just had two reports right when you guys came in here. I mean, a friend of yours, Jake, got a 50 yesterday during the major. Another friend of a friend got a 46 first cast right on the major yesterday. Jake, how's the week been for you?
Yeah, it's been really good. The fish have been moving pretty shallow. Like that 50-incher you're talking about was caught in 3 feet of water. He set on a flap tail, so that was pretty awesome. And we've had the same thing, a lot of topwater action this week, which has been a lot of fun with every day. We've had, you know, early morning topwater chases, not always landing them, but a lot of action with that. And then we downsized a little bit. We had a guy out on Tuesday. He got 2 in 7 minutes, his first muskie ever on a Wizard, and then 35-incher. And then 7 minutes later, I looked at my pictures. It was 40. Yeah. He got his PB as a 41, so He was pretty happy to two of his first muskies in 7 minutes.
Yep. But, so, the Wizard, for people that don't know, that's a bucktail from Smitty Bait guys make.
Yeah, and a lot of topwater action, which that's exciting this time of year. The cold water starts coming in. It was 70, you know, dropped to about 71. So it's going to get even better with that as it cools off.
Yeah, that's a very good report. Elmer, we're going to get to you. So okay. Just have a donut or something and chill. You need anything? You need a drink or?
No, we're good.
You're good. Okay. Elmer's just got back from a Canadian trip, so we'll hear from him too. Who wants to go? Any? Tell us about your week, Matt.
Mostly multi-species this past week. Still kind of wrapping up a lot of kids before they get back to school. A little bit of muskie I did do. Honestly, it was pretty rough for me. Didn't do very good, but yeah, I mean, I know in the last like 48 hours, a lot better reports than like earlier last week. So, water is cooling down. Fish are starting to slide up on spots, you know. So, decent amount of bucktail action, you know, out there too, you know.
That's what everyone's been saying too. And you talked about the cooler nights. I mean, it's just been, I think the last two nights have been down in the 40s. There was some upper 30s in Tomahawk always gets a low point, and like up by Presque Isle north of here, 30s, that's just like hello, that's doing some damage, and it's all it took. And it's just like everyone's been saying that 3 feet of water, bucktails and topwater baits. You had some mixed trips, right?
Yeah, I had a lot of multi-species and then also quite a bit of muskie too. And it's been pretty good muskies, like everyone has just stated here. They are definitely sliding up. I had a lot more action on bucktails. Like Jake was referring to, when you got that window, I had a client on Saturday and it was, he caught one and then 8 casts later, he caught another one, and they were all boat side hits. So that was pretty exciting for the man. And then with multi-species, you know, I've been catching crappies and weeds, 6 to 9 feet of weeds.
Still running soft plastics versus live bait on crappies and nailing them?
Yep. Nice. Still using plastics. So
what do you guys think about this? Been noticing some serious algae blooms going on, and they always say the August algae blooms, and it seems like kind of the mid-size northern Wisconsin weed-based lakes always have that. There's like a species that dies off or something. I don't fully understand it. But, you know, lakes like Big Arborvitae, Little Arborvitae, I mean, I drive by there. It's clearly they bloomed up like crazy. Do you guys avoid those lakes when that happens? Or is that something that's worth going out because there's less light penetration?
I like it. Yeah. I mean, when things start to bloom up, yeah, it's a good, you know, especially when those fish want to slide up shallow, you know, where they won't be there. For the most part, our lakes up here, even though it's been real dry, they stayed pretty clean throughout the summer until very recently. But yes, you know, when things really start to green up, you know, those fish, you know, will slide up better on those lakes sooner than like the clear water lakes will. So those are the ones to kind of look at to know to go shallow.
Yeah. And you said dry. Yeah. I mean, the drought situation right around here is pretty crazy. Again, Tom and I went out yesterday to Lake Catherine, just south of the shop here. And, you know, you could tell every week we go out there, you can tell the lake has dropped. You know, are you guys noticing that? Is there any issues with boat ramps where, you know, some lakes have lost 6 inches of water this summer or tricky or
some of the, one of the channels that I usually run, I can't get my boat back into now.
No kidding.
Yeah. It's usually that's kind of a fun spot too for suspended crappies. Can't get my boat in there. It's getting difficult.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think the lakes are a big deal, really. I'm not trying to, you know, warn people off on this. It's just something like the Rainbow Flowage, which I live nearby. That's 6.5 feet below pool right now. So don't go out there unless you really know where to go and take it easy because you'll probably hit something. But
I think like a lot of lakes are 6 inches, maybe even a foot low. And there could be, you know, some of the lakes that have hazards. You got to be even a little bit more careful and all because there's stuff maybe you run over normally. But I mean, as far as boat landings, most of the lakes are not a problem, but there's a few I'm sure that if they're really bad landings. But yeah,
let's say hi to Elmer here quick. I know you got to go get going back in the shop. Elmer, what
Elmer's looking for Titans, looking for Titans, diving raspberry.
You've been involved for years in the big tournament in Eagle River this weekend. Tell us a little bit about that.
37 now. So the big tournament's coming up this weekend here, and there's like 72 different lakes and 7 different lake groups that you can fish. Usually, normally we get somewhere between 1,100 and 1,200 people.
Yeah.
So it's really big for the area for this weekend.
Yep. Really good weather forecast. There's people coming in all week for that and have been going out and practicing. And like you said, so that they're spread out over an immense area. I mean, you'd have to check the map. I mean, it's like
all the way from Harbor Vita up the land of the lakes back down to Eagle River and St. Germain. So, I mean, and Sugar Camp for the south. So, yeah, it covers a lot.
Yeah, fall's definitely around the corner. Today's the 20th of August. So we've got a late Labor Day this week. It's as late as it can be. I think Labor Day is actually on the 7th.
Oh.
But there's another big tournament in what's that one called next week that some of the guys, Fred, you're involved with that. What's next week?
The World Muskie Hunt?
Yeah, yeah.
It's 50. It'll be its 50th anniversary this year. Started back in 1977. At Bosaki's. Fun time.
Crazy history. And there's a lot of people involved with that and a lot of regulars. And I know you're an honorary guide, correct, for that?
No, I'm not an honorary guide. Oh. I'm just a guide for it.
A guide. Okay.
Yeah. I'm on the board of directors for it and help organize it and get donations and all that fun stuff. They allow 7 new teams a year, 3 people on a team, and there's big sponsors. Jim here from the Muskie Shop sponsors a team, law enforcement. So generally I try to find people that I've guided that are police officers. And I've been pretty successful with that. They've all been in my boat, and then I kind of pass it along to them because Jim sponsors them, and they get to come and fish for 2 days with a guide, and it includes your dinners and lunches and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, that's run completely differently than any kind of actual tournament is.
Yep,
and actually the Alliance tournament, Elmer, that you guys, you know, are with too, it's a little different. It's not really a, what do you call it? It's not a trophy tournament. It is
a family fun type tournament. Everybody that enters that tournament gets a chance to win a Ranger boat, a trailer, and a Mercury motor.
So, and tons of door prizes too.
Yeah, and there's tons of door prizes and stuff too. And it's a great weekend for you see a lot of families out there fishing together, and it's really a good tournament.
It's awesome, Jake. I don't have to tell you this, but sucker season's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's ready. I've been making rigs every night now, getting them ready for you. So
cool.
That's coming up. It's a little bit warm yet, but pretty soon we'll be running them here.
Yeah. And what are you guys saying? All seeing for water temps generally right now after the last couple cool nights?
Low 70s, 71, 72. I had yesterday. I don't know. Right around that.
Same thing.
Yeah.
I've heard reports from people from Hayward are still in Twin Cities that are still kind of frightened at the water temps. They're all saying, "Oh, it's too warm to fish still," which is crazy. I guess. Yeah. So it's definitely safe and perfect around here. So. No worries on that account. What else we got going on, guys? I mean, I guess if you guys could give folks kind of a roundup on lure types they should be looking at, if we could forecast here for the weekend. I'll do a quick weather recap here. Today, Thursday, high of 77. Might actually have some rain coming in, which would be the first rain in I don't know how long.
Really?
Friday, 74. Saturday, high of 70. Sunday, high of 69. Monday, 75. Tuesday, 77. I believe 77 is the average high right now, so you can gauge on that. Wednesday, 73. Quite a few nights in there. There's lows in the 40s. Otherwise, you know, low to mid 50s. All that will help get the water temps sliding down. It'll help start getting that migration of bait fish shallower. And we're going to see a strong shallow bite here. I mean, obviously, the last couple of days, I don't know if it was what do you think? It was like all kind of moon related or something like that. Everyone was like on the major, just smoking big fish yesterday.
Yeah. Not all of my fish have been on the majors, but I mean, that's always something to watch for, but not all of them were this week for me, but yeah.
What do you guys think about bait types? What would you recommend people stick with and kind of like a direction to go with this weekend with if it's 70 and 69. I mean, it's going to be post-frontal. I guess there must be some kind of front going through today with these chance of storms tonight, and then gradually a little bit cooler weather for the weekend and some clouds. Looks like partly cloudy type stuff. I mean, would you stick with more erratic stuff or stick with that bucktail and topwater program, which has been working for you guys?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm going to go with what's been working for us, the bladed baits, topwaters, but I'm also not going to totally stick to that. I mean, I love throwing jerk baits still, especially, you know, we might start off with the top waters in the morning, but, you know, as the day goes on, we're going to try to get all a little bit deeper. So I wouldn't totally give up on any of the weed edges and the little deeper stuff too. So they're still going to be out there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Matt, do you think that if you do get post frontal, I'm assuming that you're going to be northerly kind of wind stuff this weekend, you know, is that when you say, got to get out a little bit deeper and off the weeds?
No, I mean, these cool downs this time of year can actually help the bite more than hurt the bite. Just kind of depends. But usually the August cool downs can be some really good bites. And I think it kind of has shown with some good fish kind of getting caught recently with some cooler nights. Post front, you know, if they're not wanting to chase a lot, like say it does affect you negatively, you know, like a jerk bait will help kind of anything you can kind of work through the weeds or on the weed edge.
What about tempo? I mean, do you guys think that you should be slowing down a little bit when it in that cold front kind of situation, that post cold front in terms of the speed of the retrieves, or stick with at least trying to find some kind of pattern with speed at first?
Yeah, you know, you can always like slow your blades down a little bit, you know, if they don't want it burned in, slow them down and kind of see if you're getting some fish to, if they want to be right on it or if they're kind of more slow, lazy follows and kind of adjust from there.
Yep. And oh, another thing before I forget, Jake Smith, when you were in earlier, I asked about your weekly trip with Charlie,
who unfortunately
could not make it today. And
yeah,
they call him the smallmouth king now.
He is.
I saw the video.
Yeah, that was a good promo for the Robo Worm.
He said, "What did you say when he catches them?
Robo on my Robo Worm." Yeah. So he's maybe you could get a sponsorship with them. We'll have to check into that.
Yeah, but we will look into that. Yeah, because Charlie needs a sponsorship, at least a new hat. the kid is just what he nailed 12 smallmouth and 15 feet of water.
Yeah, they're right around 14, 15 feet deep. It was little rock barber on there all around it. So that was pretty fun for him.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, we hope to get him in sometime because that last recap he did a month or two ago was hilarious. You know, when he talked about catching bluegills,
bluegills or something. I don't remember what it was, but he's been had a good summer. He's got a lot of fish. No muskies yet. We tried a little bit, but he's still working on it.
Yeah. Fred, any last thoughts on multi-species for people? What they should be doing this weekend to target hogs?
Everything's been the same for me. I've been, in the weeds right now instead of a suspended bite, which I missed the suspended bite, but it's okay.
Yeah. If a guy wanted to get into plastics. Bluegills and perch, I always see that when the weeds start to die and it starts to cool off later in August, the perch get really shallow. Mm. Do you ever do those trips like that? Does anyone ever ask you to go out and.
Not specifically perch. I mean, I get a lot of, people that want to catch some fish and keep some fish, but like we were saying, this past week we caught all kinds of fish, all species, quite a few different species of fish, and they were all, a lot of them were in like 8 feet of water. I mean, we caught walleyes, we caught kind of big dogfish, we caught
I saw that pic. That was a large dog too. Yeah. That looked like close to 30 inches
on 4 pound crappie test. So wow. that was quite the fight for the guy. I mean, we had northerns, everything was was all in that 8 feet of water.
And there you go, shallow trend. That's awesome. Elmer, any closing words? I'll try to pull up your theme song here when we're done, edited in.
Okay, no, not at this time. I'm just getting ready for that tournament this weekend. Looking forward to it. I got my 10-year-old grandson who's going to be going out for the first time, so we'll see what we can do for him.
That's awesome.
I'm not going to fish it very much. I'm just going to run the boat, put him on the weed edges and where I think, but we'll do all right.
Okay. That's great. So, we better wrap this up and let's do some quick contact information just before I forget. Jake Smith, how do people contact you for a guide trip? I imagine you do have a few openings coming up this fall.
Yeah, my fall's pretty jammed up. Like October's totally booked out, but it's getting pretty bad. But if you're for looking for a guide, I'm pretty full. But if you want to check out our website, it's smittybait.com, and all my contact info's on there. You can check out our Facebook, is Smitty Bait and Guide Service, if you want to give it a follow, and there's updates on there and stuff too. So,
perfect. Matt, how do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, my cell phone, 715-347-4868. Just had a new website done. My website guy made a new URL, which is minocquamuskie.com.
And how long this season are you fishing versus starting your hunting?
I'll fish through the end of till the end of October.
Okay, perfect. Freddie, how do people get a hold of you?
You can contact me directly through my cell phone, 715-892-1033, or here through the Muskie Shop.
Yep. And what's your Instagram? What's that called?
Off the Hook Fishing Adventures.
Off the Hook Fishing Adventures. And if you want to get a hold of Elmer, it's 1-800-453-5224. That's the Muskie Shop. Yep. And if you're lucky, Elmer will, and if you're unlucky, I might answer. So, okay. Guys, thanks a lot. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back probably next week with another exciting action-packed episode.
Elmer's gonna catch a 50. Kevin Rasbade.